Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so we're live on another edition of the Eagles with Spencer Boyd, Josh PR guy. What up, man?
Yeah, man, this is cool.
Watching the cup race.
Yeah, we're just watching a wreck right
the
now.
The Boyer.
Missing the rear end of the
day,
truck.
Man. Car.
Truck.
Yeah,
the truck.
Missing the rear end.
You still got trucks on your mind?
Always, every day. I'm thinking NASCAR, Gander Outdoor Trucks. Race.
Yep.
It's great stuff.
Well, so this is different, right? We got the cup race on right now, our first live episode of the Eagles Nest while the cup race is on. So this is kind of unique,
different,
right?
It's different for sure. So cup racing,
your scooter over a little bit.
Michigan.
Hit the picture.
Just turning out here.
Here we go.
All right. Is it catching up?
Yeah, I think we're good. I think we're good.
So. All right. So cup racing, Michigan. Monday night,
mm-hmm.
had to be moved around for the girls' soccer thing.
World Cup.
cool.
The Women's World Cup, yeah.
Awesome.
Huge national sporting event.
Awesome.
And USA defending champions.
Really?
Yep.
I don't watch much soccer.
I
but anything that has to do with America, I love.
So, what's funny to me is the men's soccer team missed the World Cup, the
mm-hmm.
last World Cup, but the women's is the defending champions.
Wow.
Like, that's pretty a big scale. You know, it's like missing the Daytona 500 and the Daytona 500 champions.
Wow. That's great.
Just to relate it for you.
Relate it.
Yeah. So.
Interesting sport, for sure.
Yeah.
Globally, very popular.
Absolutely. But
so,
we're here. We're talking NASCAR. We got a lot of things
sport
to talk
world.
About. Yeah. So.
Who's winning right now?
Logano's been leading the whole thing, but
who's
just,
your pick?
He just got passed. Logano was my pick.
And my pick is Eric Jones, who about just got turned by the 14. Cubby!
He's probably in a bad mood.
He's a big 14 fan, so he almost wrecked my boy, but 14 wrecked, so that's a bummer. You hate seeing stuff like that, but this is unique racing at Michigan. I know I'm getting off task,
yeah,
but
it's okay.
Michigan,
we're going completely off script. Here.
Yeah,
I got a couple bullet points, and then we're just going to
we're having fun.
Yeah.
So, Michigan, wow. Reminds me of speedway racing. You're not side by side, but lots of surges, getting runs, wide open, it looks like.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. So you went Instagram Live a little while ago when the cup race started, and I thought it was crazy. It's like a giant train, right? And we've seen that at a couple different tracks this year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's wild for Michigan, right? Like, I've never seen racing in Michigan like that before.
Yeah.
It's normally all spread out, you know. Crazy restarts.
So, but we ran Michigan last year. I say we. You were there.
Yeah, yeah.
We ran Michigan last year with that air duct deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we were wide open. Lots of drafting. It kind of reminds me of this.
Yeah, it's similar, for sure.
Like, big runs. We had a good day.
The only thing that I feel like was different with that is, did you feel like you could pass easier? Because this looks really hard to pass.
It was hard to pass.
Was it? Okay.
It was
maybe it's really similar. Yeah.
It's weird having the race on in the background because I'm easily distracted.
Yeah.
If normally we don't have that going on, but I can't miss the race. I love it. So let's talk about Texas.
Yeah. So
first off, you went to Bucky's.
Yes.
How cool is that? The only thing that would make Bucky's better, kick-ass beef jerky being sold.
It's true. We need to get them in. That'd be awesome.
Bucky's, it's easy to get them in there, but get sold.
Okay. So this was my
fourth time. To Texas.
Yeah, fourth time. That's crazy.
Cool.
And I had never been to Bucky's. And it's right across from the Speedway.
Yep.
And so I had never been. And so we were like, got to go this time. And it met all expectations. It was awesome.
Huge.
I got myself hung up.
Yep.
I'm going to go get my cup here in a second so I can show that off. I was excited about that.
Boy.
Got a t-shirt. I mean, you can get everything, though. It's like redneck heaven in there.
And you love Texas.
Yeah.
You got to love the state of Texas.
I'm a huge fan of Texas.
When those skydivers came in, and they got the American flag. My heart's pounding.
We talked about it.
And then they got the Texas flag, and everyone's like, yeah!
If we owned a race team, wouldn't you want to be in Texas?
Yeah.
As your headquarters?
It'd be okay, yeah.
And
I love North Carolina, but Texas is a beautiful state.
But since we can't live in Texas, you race for a team owner from Texas,
yep.
Tyler Young. And
Young's Motorsports.
This was an important weekend for Tyler.
It was. But I tell you, Young's Motorsports, don't look at the result sheet.
No.
If you
throw
look
it
at
out
the first
there.
Half of the race, those three trucks were rolling. You look at practice, my two teammates did really good. We fought through some issues, got better, gained a lot of speed throughout the race, which is renowned for that. So that's good.
It was a crazy night.
Insane.
Yeah.
Full moon?
Probably. If not, it had to be.
It was close.
Well,
because it was mayhem from the drop of the rag.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I was on the edge of my seat. I was driving so hard. Starting where we started, we knew you were in the little powwow meeting before the race.
Mm-hmm.
After qualifying, it was, you have to get up on the wheel, and we have to go. We need 6-7 spots as soon as the green drops. We cannot lose time to the leader. 40 laps until the end of the first stage. Luckily, a caution came out, so that helped. Unfortunately, that caution was our teammate, Gus Dean.
Yeah.
But it happens. Hate seeing that for Young's Motorsports. And then as the night went on, more wrecks, more wrecks. No PJ won. So as a driver, I'm going to say the groove at Texas in turns 1 and 2 is small with PJ
won. That was one groove.
Without PJ won?
Yeah. Half a groove to one groove, maybe?
Yeah. Like, it's sketchy going there by yourself. Then when someone drives in on your outside, it's... I mean, loose, you're turning right, you're never turning left till you get to the center of the corner, and then you get tight, and you got a bunch of wheel into it, and you got some guy running on your door. So it was a lot of fun. I felt like that was one of my better races of the year. Unfortunately, got aggressive, things didn't go my way, but we saved it.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere.
What? Like, after all of it's done.
Killed it. So, bummer deal. I get it. We all make mistakes. That definitely hurt us, ended our night. I went to the shop this morning to hang out with my boys and on the 20 team and chat with everybody. And
whoa, Logano!
22 into the 42, ooh. 4-9.
And so
one car's on the bottom.
Oh,
three cars in the wall.
Austin Dillon's on the wall.
With the helmet can.
Is in the wall. It's about to get crazy in this race.
So
I want... I'm sorry, Facebook Live. We, you know, this is what happens when you get two guys.
Monday night, big time race fans. Three's got a right rear tire down if you're not watching.
Yep, hit the wall. So, I have to give you credit, though, because I've been there for every one of your races starting in 2018, and you're not the happiest guy when things don't go well.
Yeah.
Like, I like to give you your space, you know, let you kind of calm down. But you came out of there with a smile on your face.
I was having fun
and
that night.
Was it because you felt like you were running someone? Obviously, it was disappointing, right? Because you didn't get the finish you feel like you deserved. But but it had to be fun being up there, being fast, being aggressive, making moves.
I mean, we were racing the 18, the 16, the 13,
the
38.
Best of the best.
I mean, like, some really good trucks. And it's hard to pass. Mm-hmm. I get that. So... it was great. We got up to 9th. We ended a stage in 11th, something like that, or we were 11th right before the end of a stage, something like that. So it was good. I was disappointed that we got caught up like that. I was really proud of saving the truck all the way down the backstretch. I mean,
we were
wrecking all the way down the backstretch.
You were fighting it the whole way.
Oh, yeah. I rode that thing. And then out of nowhere, get hit like that. Kind of sucked. But you got to look at the positives. I know we could have capitalized and made up a lot of points.
Sure.
So that's kind of frustrating, especially, you know, Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah.
Sit back and go, man, we just would have been a little easier here. Or didn't crowd so much or tried to, you know.
But
it happened.
Racing, right?
It's racing. I'm not going to explain it, but it happened. So moving on, I think we learned a lot. We got a lot better. At the mile and a half there at Texas. It was one of my favorite mile and a half.
Oh, yeah.
But we had a good truck at Charlotte. We showed speed. Didn't really get the finish we deserved. Go to Texas. Struggle in practice.
And Tyler
and
was
the race,
on top of the spotter stand for
him.
Get
in the race, show some speed. Yeah, Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Tyler
I think that was a great combination of driver, crew chief, spotter.
Yeah.
Like, me being in, you know, looking from the outside perspective, seeing you drive, you got Pano, that chemistry starting to build, and then you got Tyler, you know, on top.
Who's giving me, like, massive confidence throughout the race. I mean, go. Take it to his inside.
And you
three
were just telling me earlier, right, that you liked how he spotted in the way of you felt like you could understand the feeling of your truck by him breaking down where the other truck was.
Yeah, like, at a mile and a half, the air plays such a big role. So, like, someone running up on my right rear, knowing that they were coming in my right rear, that I could, like, move or adjust my entry.
Kind of anticipate where they're coming.
Yeah.
Because,
like, when you look in the rear view, you don't know where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
So then it gets, like, if they go in on your left rear, you can get really tight. If they come up close to your right rear, you'll get loose. So it's just kind of a mess. Is everything okay? Cubby, you look tired.
He's frustrated. Boyer just wrecked.
With the 14? Yeah, he almost wrecked my pick.
I wish he would have.
I'm rooting for the 20.
I love
Chevrolet, but Eric Jones, and he's a Michigan native.
I got
so.
The 4, so the 20 going out is good for me. I actually have the 4 this week.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
But deep down, you like the 14.
Well,
we're doing a podcast here.
Yeah, yeah. Let's take a quick break because our intro is going way long, which is cool.
Okay.
We're going off script. But let's take a quick break. Thanks for tuning in, guys, on Facebook Live. And
by the way, if you go to my website, SpencerBoyd.net, and go to the shop store, there's going to be decals here real soon. They're up, but they're not available just yet. And diecast, $49.99. Check them out. They'll ship tomorrow.
Shipping tomorrow.
So
be ready.
Go order yours.
Welcome to Eagle's Nest, guys. I'm Josh, the PR guy, with my driver, Spencer Boyd. You just recapped Texas. You already took our first topic, but that's okay.
Done.
I have to
moving on, going to Iowa.
We got Jeremy and a lot of our buddies from Kick-Ass Beef Jerky coming out to the trap this weekend, so got to talk about our kick-ass tweets of the week, right?
Go ahead.
We're recapping Texas, which you just did. We got Toyota versus Ford Twitter battle.
Legit.
This is awesome. You guys got to see this if you haven't already. We're going to preview Iowa, and then we're live at Michigan right now. So we're kind of talking about the race while we're doing our podcast. A little unique.
So during the podcast on Facebook Live, go ahead and comment who you think is going to win the race today.
Yeah. Logano and Harvick are the two best cars.
I think the 20's fast, but he's not.
But if
he's top five, but he's not the best.
But he's in position to be able to take advantage if something happens, for sure.
For sure.
So
let's get back to Toyota versus Ford.
Yeah. So did
what
you
was your thoughts
on
Twitter? I didn't read into it much, but I saw it.
So basically, I think it was Ford originally talking about. I think it all started because Greg Biffle won the truck race, right? And Greg Biffle was a Ford driver for most of his career, if not all of his career. Won a lot of races with Jack Roush, Ford, and then his teammates at the time with Roush, Carl Edwards, Matt Kenseth, they have both driven Toyotas for Joe Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
And something along the line where Ford posted a picture of trophies and then Toyota commented on Twitter, and it was all those same drivers but in Toyotas. And then they just started going back and forth. And it's pictures of trophies, pictures of championships, and then Logano, the last champion. And it friendly banter. But I thought it was funny. What'd you think?
That's pretty cool. The way I read it is Ford built them,
mm-hmm.
and then Toyota just caught them in their prime.
Okay.
You know, like, it's kind of
so
fun.
You're on Ford's side.
Like, well, I mean, I'm on Chevy's side.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, it's just kind of funny. Like, those guys, they built their career with Ford. A lot of people end up moving around. I mean, you're looking at Clint Boyer on TV right now. He was with Chevy for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and now he's with Ford.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he was with Toyota at one time. So you see a lot of guys, their careers are so long, they can't stay with the same manufacturer
sure.
forever, right? You got to go to the best opportunity that arises. And
even a lot of teams change manufacturers as well.
Right, look at Stuart Haas.
Yeah.
So that's okay. Things happen. But it is funny because not too many people in NASCAR bicker at each other, right?
Yeah.
Like, everyone stays in their lane. It's not like Wendy's versus Taco Bell, you know? Like, it's different. And they hit that moment.
Sure.
And it was pretty cool to see. Pretty interesting. So here we are. We got the 3-car hitting.
So we got six
great throwback paint.
Oh yeah, nice.
I mean, it's wounded now, but
flies.
That's right. So we got 60 laps to go. Joey
Logano
in the lead.
Michigan.
Let me give you the top five. If you're not watching, I'm sure you are. We got Joey Logano in the lead, Kevin Harvick in second, Kyle Larson third, Chase Elliott fourth, and Martin Truex Jr. in fifth. Are you sticking with
I'm sticking
with
Jones? I'm sticking with the Torrance.
Where is he at?
I have faith.
He's not even in the top 10.
He'll
He's
be
11.
Back. He's 11.
He's just outside.
All right. So did we get some comments of who they think is going to win?
Who thinks going to win? Blah, blah, blah.
I think Larson. I saw the 22.
Oh, we got Larson is taking a lot of risks trying to get back to Victory Lane, but I think he can pull it off.
You got to hit comments.
I'm trying to work my new computer here.
Let me help you out here, Josh. I see Larson.
Who'd Jim Bob say?
The 9.
Jim Bob says Joey. And Jim Bob has been at the track all
yeah,
weekend, right?
So they're probably done selling stuff at the racetrack. But they're at Michigan. You can pick up your Jim Bob Grizzly Beer Care. Works for me. It's worked for you.
Yeah.
Great good product. Stuff. Got to check it out. A lot of people saying Joey.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he's fast.
Led the whole entire race. All right, we're back green. 59 laps to go.
Total?
Yep.
This race has gone by fast.
Well, it started at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So,
oh, man, we're stacking up deep.
Fried pickles if you have Elliott finishes in the top 10.
Oh, the 43. Wow. Always,
yeah, right here.
Always taking uncalculated risks.
Ooh, Harvick. All right.
About wrecked the whole second half of the field.
They're wrecking.
They're wrecking?
It looked
like they were about to.
Cubby.
We'll go ahead
and take a quick break.
MRN.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick break.
Guys, 59 laps to go. I hope you're watching this. This is exciting. Michigan's never this exciting. So check it out. I can't wait to go truck racing in Michigan.
You can feel the thunder coming.
Oh no! Something broke. About Iowa.
Yes.
I love Iowa, land of the corn. I've ran a few races there. Excited to go back. First time there in a truck, short track racing, very similar to Richmond. So I love that.
Yeah.
It's a cool place.
And you ran pretty good there last year in the 20s.
Yeah,
race,
you
right?
can move around. Yeah, mm-hmm. we ran solid. Ran up in the top 20.
Do you remember when we went up in the suite and watched the truck race there
yeah.
last year? That was pretty cool.
Yep.
No
G was fast that night.
Yeah.
Forget who won.
I don't know. Can't remember.
Moffitt won it in his hometown.
Is your Iowa?
Yep.
So
probably the most successful driver from Iowa.
I feel like I ask you this every week, but like, what's the keys to the weekend? You know, what's
so,
it look like for Spencer Boyd? You get in there, unloading, kind of go through your routine. It's a one day show on
a
Saturday.
Lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. One day shows. You know how it is.
It's busy.
Yeah. I mean it's.
And we're gonna
drop
have
of the rag.
10 people out of the race.
Yeah, I love when we have people at the track. It's always fun.
Yeah,
we're gonna have taps out there.
Yeah,
honoring a fallen soldier. So I'm excited. That's just a cool experience, right? To be able to do that and get to hang out with them and learn more about the story and it's just a good time. I love that NASCAR really puts a lot into that and allows that to go on. So we partner with taps to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We got a sponsor announcement coming up.
Yeah.
So that's going to be cool. New sponsor for Iowa.
Be on the lookout.
So many great partners coming on board to help us through this season. It takes a lot of partners, takes fans, supporting those guys, supporting me, showing that being involved in NASCAR. I mean, there's an estimated 80 million NASCAR fans.
Wow.
That's crazy. And so, let's talk about success at Iowa before I get off task.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're going to unload. We're going to go run a couple laps.
Mm-hmm.
We
were just working on the schedule. So,
yeah.
I think what practice starts at 7 or 8
early.
Or something like that.
It's nice, cool, and fast.
Yep.
Go out there, lay down a couple laps, shake it down, make sure it's good. Then go run like a 5-10 lap run,
mm-hmm.
see what it does. Come in, make an adjustment. Then go run 15-20 laps.
Mm-hmm.
Got what you got.
Sure.
Second round. We're doing mock qualifying runs. We got to qualify better.
Yeah.
We've talked about this. One lap qualifying, not Spencer Boyd's strong suit.
Yeah.
Right? I love it because it's good for the sponsors and TV time,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's great as a fan. But realistically, turning it on and just running one good lap,
it's hard to
do,
right?
Yeah, it's very hard to do, especially when you sleep on it and you show up the next day and it's just boom, qualifying. So this would be nice that it's a one-day show. So you'll have two rounds of practice going into qualifying. You'll jump in. Everything will feel real familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But two laps
yeah.
of qualifying because it's less than 1.25 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to help me. Two laps is good. We're going to do a few mock runs. Get after it. 43 blown up. So we'll do a few mock runs, then a long run again. I was known for long runs. So
mm-hmm.
you got to have speed. You got to manage that tire wear.
Do you think there's actually going to be a long run? So, I mean, look at the truck series this year.
I saw the entry list.
Yeah.
It's a stacked field.
Yeah.
Some really good trucks. And when really good trucks get together,
mm-hmm.
shit happens.
Yeah.
We know it. When it's a stacked field, I mean, Charlotte, there was a lot of, like, near misses.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard racing. I love it. Some days it goes your way. Some days it doesn't. So, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a great race. You may have long runs. You got to be prepared.
So realistically, are you and Panda planning on setting the truck up for long runs?
Yeah.
Or and just banking that there's going to be long runs because that's what history shows?
There's going to be long runs. Now, there may be some action there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cautions breed cautions.
Sure.
But I think from what you look in the past, there's definitely some long runs in there. You got to be able to move up, run good at the top. So in practice, I think I'm going to move up, run that top seam,
mm-hmm.
try and get some experience up there. I did in the Xfinity car, and that helped us out a lot.
Okay.
So Iowa's a great track. We're going to have a great partner on board. New colors.
Yeah.
Excited. Stay tuned.
It's going to be really
Stay
fun.
Tuned.
Probably next day or two, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So what's your favorite thing about Iowa?
Land of the corn, man.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. There's really not much to do there. You know, we just kind of show up.
But there's
up
a lot of people camping out there.
There's a lot of race fans because there's not a lot to do in Iowa. So when NASCAR comes to town, like, it's the place to be, right?
It is
so,
every age group.
Yeah.
Like, you see five-year-olds with your parents, and you see every college kid
yeah.
within 5 hours at Iowa. It's a party.
It's just a fun track,
like,
you know? And
I think it's another sleeper track.
Yeah, I'm sure
it is. You got
it
Pocono in Michigan. We cruise the campground. That is fun.
Yeah.
That's like day.
We'll definitely be doing that.
We'll be cruising the campground, passing out kick-ass beef jerky,
yep.
letting everyone know a little secret that they can find in the Midwest. Otherwise, you got to buy kick-ass beef jerky offline.
So,
but you get 20% off with Boyd 20.
Well, speaking of kick-ass beef jerky, I do want to give you a minute to talk about them. Talk about Jeremy, and, you know, they're coming out to the track this weekend.
Yeah,
so
big partner. Kick-ass beef jerky's been with me for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy owns kick-ass beef jerky. He's a great dude. He does
he's a
stuff
lot of
too.
Fun.
He's a lot of fun. A young guy.
Yeah.
He's like us. I mean, he's not as young as us, but in spirit, he's as young as we are. We have such a good time together. He went to a lot of races last year. This is his first race this year. He's supposed to come to a couple, but business duty called.
Mm-hmm.
Kick-ass beef jerky is great. It tastes really good. He's got a great product, and it's growing distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Let your local convenience store know that you want it.
Mm-hmm.
It's big in the Midwest. They're out of Winona, Minnesota, small town,
mm-hmm.
family-owned business. Like I said, does stuff for charity, things like that. So really cool guy. We're going to have fun. We
Absolutely.
Always have fun. And we pass out a ton of kick-ass beef jerky to the fans, which the fans love that, and I love when people smile.
Yeah, so come to the campgrounds, camp out at Iowa. Make sure you hit Spencer up on, what, Twitter, Instagram?
Yeah, somewhere. Drop me a what do you call it? A lot, whatever, a lot number.
Oh, a lot number, yeah.
And
spot
yeah.
We'll come see you, right?
For sure, yeah. We try and do that as much as we can. Sometimes we can't find them, though.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We've been looking.
Like, yeah, like, people will be like, I'm lot 88. And we're like,
we're going lot 88.
Where? Like,
yeah.
So, big campground all the way around Iowa Speedway. Really cool layout. Curved front stretch. Turn one, big bump getting in there.
Mm-hmm.
Got to just, wow.
Drive over the bump.
Drive over the bump on the throttle. Otherwise, you go over the bump off the throttle. Things loose, sideways,
yeah.
Jacked up, heavy throttle. Get in there, float, back in the gas. Drive off low and straight. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Then you drive into turn three, and it feels like a tight corner. But then you get to the other side, and it's like, whoa,
we got
miles of racetrack out here. So you drive up next to the wall, and you're going down the front stretch, turn, and you got guys, I mean, drafting a little bit. So much fun.
Nine cars just got in the wall, I think.
Who's got the nine car tonight? No, it's just the four and the 22?
Yeah, those are the ones you
get. Well, my guy's out.
He's not out.
They're not calling cautions for two people that have wrecked. Come on. Where's Hoots?
So we're going to take one final break, and then we're going to go ahead and talk about what's going on with Michigan and, see what's going on, who we think's going to win it. Got my hand.
We are back.
Sweet. We were just talking about we're watching the end of the race here. Still got about 45 laps to go or so. Chase Elliott just got in the wall there, a little too high. Does anyone have anything for Logano?
I think the 4 and the 19 are about to run him down.
All right. So on our Facebook Live, real quick, while we're doing this is something I was thinking the other day.
Yeah.
You love the Eagle logo. I love the Eagle logo. If you could choose any item to have the Eagle logo, what would it be? Comment. If you could have the Eagle logo on anything.
Thermos. Cup.
Thermos. Okay. Yeah. Don't drop our new sponsor.
I got Thermos. I got my Bucky's cup, and I was thinking how cool would it be to have an engraved logo on a cup.
I like it.
I think people would get it.
Tubby, what do you think?
You know what I would do. I got nine.
It's Tartus. Same thing.
Cup. Thermos.
Cups. People love them, man.
I like it.
You know what's nice about them? You can fill those things with ice at 8 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, they still got ice.
Really? You drink a lot through the day?
Question.
I'm just asking.
Yes.
What do you drink?
What do you drink? I drink Diet Sundrop.
Coke Zero is what he drinks.
Proud sponsor, Cubby Walks.
Yeah.
I would.
All right, so we got the race going on.
Yep.
41 to go. Big racetrack. These lap times take a little while with how slow these cup cars are going.
Do you like doing this during the race?
Not really.
No? Because you get distracted.
I'm distracted. I feel like I didn't do a great job on the podcast tonight. And I'm sorry to the fans watching, but, like,
they're probably watching.
I live for this. Like, I live for to watch the race, man. I'm a race fan. I love it.
Somebody said a race flag. They'd let the logo on.
Hmm.
Hats. When are we getting hats? People want hats.
Close. I thought that was done. Back of a shirt. I can't wear hats. Too much hair.
Would love to see it on a koozie.
How's that not happening yet?
I don't know how that hasn't happened. That'd be a good promotion.
I think you're passing those out at the campground.
We're usually passing out so much sponsor stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. I love it. I love when you do that the night before a race.
Do a kick-ass product.
iRacing.com is sponsoring
the logo.
Interesting.
Oh, it's like those Santa Clauses you get at Christmas time where they're like hollow chocolate and they got the Santa.
And do what?
So get Jeremy to do like a boy logo shape.
That'd be kind of cool.
Sure.
Alright, I think we've
really
officially run out of content now.
Alright, guys. So New sponsor coming up. Kind of recap. Yep. Check that out. Coming to you this week. New paint scheme. Check that out. Awesome. Don't forget our partners from last week at Texas. So many great partners. Flickandbuyguns.com. All right,
this was the test. Okay?
This is the test.
We had 9. Ready, right,
so,
set, go.
Flickandbuyguns.com. Fims Firearms. Texas Rig Equipment. Hunting Buddy. Kick-Ass Beef Jerky. Console Vault. DLX Mattress. Crowd Cow. Sad Daddy Hunting Gloves.
Boom. And
woo!
Bonus. Wilkerson Automation. Been with you since you were
little. Been with me forever.
Yeah.
So,
good work.
A lot of great partners. We had a cool paint scheme, Patriotic. We had a great truck at Texas. Thank you all for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Eagle's Nest. With Spencer Boyd, Josh PR Guy. Always a good time. 37 laps to go.
Pull up a chair. Watch the end of this race.
Check it out. It's exciting. Follow me this week. We're going back to the land of the corn. Iowa Speedway. It's going to be so much fun. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hello, America. Let me think.